At some point in my adolescence, I sat my parents down in the living room to berate them for not loving me. I don't remember exactly what I presented as evidence, but I suspect that, among other things, I accused them of being inadequate in their expression of affection, both verbally and physically, how incapable they were of meaningful conversation, how they didn't get me and failed to meet my needs. I brought them to tears. Rather immediately, I appreciated how utterly confounded and deeply hurt they were. For in fact, there was no one more important in their lives than I. Everything they did for me. My father's three jobs, the house, food, clothing, and education, more and more and more. Everything always was unearned, unbidden, unbounded love for me. In words that echo the prodigal father, they said, "Everything we have is yours. How could you possibly think we don't love you?" But I missed it. I didn't get it. In the popular book, The Five Love Languages, author and pastor Gary Chapman explores how we express and receive love in ways that both we and the other find meaningful. Chapman's five primary modes or languages are words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. In El libro Los Cinco Lenguajes del Amor, el autor y pastor Gary Chapman explora cómo expresamos y recibimos amor de maneras que tanto nosotros como el otro encontramos significativas. Los cinco modos o lenguajes principales del autor son palabras de afirmación, tiempo de calidad, recibir regalos, actos de servicio, y contacto físico. God's love language is expressed succinctly and arguably the most well-known Bible verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. God became incarnate in Jesus to be with us, to live with us, walk with us, touch us, embrace us, hold us. All of it, as St. Paul says today, a grace, a kindness, a gift. But sadly, we miss it. We don't get it. When it comes to being beloved by God, we, many of us, are forever skeptical adolescents. This season of renewal calls us to claim and reclaim our primal identity as beloved daughters and sons, to choose the truth of who we really are, to appreciate the language of God's love in the incarnation, the crucifixion, and the resurrection. Everything God has is ours, unearned, unbidden,